The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was on TV and you can watch it. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
You know, a couple of days ago was the age-anniversary of the late, great Tejano queen, Selena Quintanilla Perez. We talked about it on the radio. So anyway, later on in the evening, the boss called me and said, Dana, the news wants to interview you. I said, okay, that sounds great. What about Selena? I said, yeah, of course, I'll do it. You have 15 minutes. What? I had no hair in. I had just gotten out of the shower because I worked out really hard. And it was leg day. So I was extra red and, like, you know, just my veins were popping out everywhere. And I put a cap on. I put my ponytail on. I slapped on what makeup I could figure out in the 6 minutes that were left after I put my hair in. And I did the interview.
Beautiful.
What are they? So they just asked you questions about Selena?
Yeah,
I was flying here, so I didn't get to see it.
Oh, I know. Automatic, I was supposed to pick you up. Well, listen, Javier asked me a couple of questions. Take a listen.
Dana Cortez is the host of the Dana Cortez Show. She told me Selena Quintanilla Perez inspired her generation and generations that followed through her voice, stardom, and humility.
For her to accomplish what she had at such a young age meant more than just, oh, look at this talented woman. It meant, hey, I can see it, I can be it.
It just felt really good, but it was so bad, the amount of time I had to get ready. I was sweating my upper lip. You know when you get the...
Get out of the shower after working out, you're still sweating?
Do you ever get upper lip sweat going?
Yes.
I'm a sweater, but not an upper lip sweater.
It was heavy in the video, but I didn't care because it was about Selena, and I was excited to do something like that because it was about her.
Congratulations. You feel good. It's a great opportunity, and you did a great job. It's wild to see. We were just talking about Selena's influence and what it means, but if you think about it, like, if without her, you wouldn't have been doing that.
Be the first Latina syndicated across the country.
Thank you so much for that, DJ Automatic. You're right. I looked at her and I spoke to Javier about that. I looked to her and I said, oh, look, she's doing something like that. I can do something like that. Also, the fact that you offered DJ Automatic to take an Uber, and this is before. Obviously, I had 15 minutes to get ready. He was coming
in
late.
Dana was supposed to pick me up, and I was like, you know what? I'll just take an Uber. So it cost me $40 for her to do the interview.
But you didn't even know we were doing that. I was going to do the interview.
New friend. I couldn't pronounce his name if you paid me to, but Nigerian friend who brought me home, and
Uber driver?
Yeah, he's very interested in us doing the morning show here on the radio station.
Did you tell
his
him?
Name?
Oh, his name was very different. It was 20 letters.
Don't butcher it. Don't try. Because then, you know what? He's probably listening. He's like, don't do that, DJ Automatic.
Shout out to him, though.
Yeah, and shout out to you. I didn't want to pick you up. I hate to say that. No, look. I was going to do it.
Nobody wants to pick anyone up from the airport, Dana.
Nobody wants to pick anyone up anywhere. And so when you canceled and you said, I'll get an Uber.
Oh.
Yes. Kind of like when my friend, Natalie, she's been putting in a lot of overtime at work lately, but we made plans. She's like, we should do this. We should do that. We made all these plans. And she called and she said, girl, I'm tired. I said, me too. I don't mind canceled plans if I'm exhausted.
I'm happy you didn't cancel the news at this rate.
All right, National Day Anthony A.
All right, today we have National DIY for all my doers at home. This is for y'all, man.
Do it yourself.
Last thing I tried to do was a garden and my dogs ate it. So last summer, they waited, got a little salsa garden, got the tomatoes going, got the jalapenos going, got everything going, and then my dog Ro, I found out he's a vegetarian.
And then he still wants to do it again. I'm like, no, they're just going to eat it again.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So we're going to talk about a man named Terry Rasmussen, who was born in Denver, Colorado, grew up in Arizona, though, in Phoenix proper. And he had mental health issues from the time he was a very young child. And he was always in trouble with the law, even then. He goes on to join the Navy. And he's released. Then he goes to move in with his parents because he can't keep a job. He gets married and starts moving around from state to state.
Okay.
He has 3 children and is constantly abusive, not only to his wife, but to his children as well. So he's arrested for aggravated assault. They separate. He meets another woman who has a child. And all of a sudden, they go missing. Mm. And the family didn't like him. When that young woman brought this man into her home, her parents immediately thought, something's wrong with him. He didn't look right.
Maybe they could feel the evil.
Well, he was disheveled. He wasn't all there. We're talking about a mentally ill person. Now, the reason I'm going to kind of fast forward with this is because it went on from 1960 to 2002. This man would not only murder his own children, but he would fall in love with single women with kids.
Oh.
And then do the same to them and their children.
I thought
you were
going to say he murdered the parent-in-laws, like the mom and dad of that chick.
His own children and also the kids of the women that he would marry. How he's able to do this, he changed his name over and over and over. Nobody knew that it was Teddy Rasmussen when he was arrested in the early 2000s because he had like five different identities. And through DNA research from these bodies that were found in a barrel.
Yeah, so he could change his name, but he couldn't change his DNA. And
exactly.
That's what got him caught.
He had children from all kinds of different women. So none of the children could ever actually figure out who their father was. So how in the world are the cops going to be able to do that? One of the bodies that was found in this barrel was never identified. The child's sister has been found, and she just did an interview with WMUR television, and she's talking about the memories of her little sister.
She was adorable. I didn't remember her, but I do now. I think he killed my sister because she didn't look like him. I really can't stand my face sometimes when I look in the mirror because I look like him. It's hard.
One of the things that I found really interesting about the conversation she had with the news station is that she doesn't have any memory of her father being violent toward her or her mother. She can only just remember the little girl, who, by the way, still hasn't been identified and is assumed to be half Asian. So they don't even know who the mother is. Also, the daughter goes on to say, people saw us. They knew we were dirty. They knew we weren't fed well. In fact, he had a little girl in his possession, gave her away. Come to find out, it wasn't even his daughter. It was the daughter of a woman that he murdered. So that's what I'm saying. Nobody would say anything. And the daughter's speaking on that now. Her name is Andrea Stiers.
Obviously, my dad was mentally ill and addicted to alcohol. There needs to be laws to protect children from their drug addicted and mentally ill parents.
But I'm just glad that this woman survived, and now her life's work is to help others who might be in the same situation. Even if it's not this extreme, no child should be subjected to their parents behaving in this type of way.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a leak in Drake's camp, and we've got all the details right now. First, though, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Quavo celebrating his birthday. Hey. Zach Bryan and Pedro Pascal are celebrating birthday as well.
All right, so Drake revealed that he finished his video for his
baby girl.
Gosh, just amazing song, Nokia.
Is that your bestie? I'm a ice bowl for y'all like Gretzky.
And then he said, you know, his team from OVO is supposed to put it on hold. They're going to have this big push. And they didn't. They accidentally leaked the video. Like, for real.
Do you know how on YouTube you can put it on private? His guys put it on public.
It was too late. Yeah, it was too late. So.
All right. Well, now I don't feel like Kendrick solved any riddle. Drake just has a leaky team.
That's what it is. Dang. Anthony A, for real. It's just like, what are you doing? He's like, well, you know, when he was ready, but they wanted to push it and try to get the streams up, you know, to set the date, whatever.
It's going to be an organic grow now.
Well, that's okay. Great video, great fun. There's a rumor that Drake is looking for wifey in 2025. I was just reading about it. Like, he really wants to settle down and find a significant other.
I mean, he's 40, right?
He's picking up on it. He's not there yet, but he's creeping that way.
Yeah.
Is that a goal?
Baby.
I mean,
did you automatic, when you and I got married, were you already thinking about that? Was that something you were...
I had started to think about it. I wasn't ready to like fast forward my life like I did, but I was definitely thinking about it.
So he already has a child. He's already done that. But how is Drake going to find a partner that he can trust? He's got to find someone as famous or more famous, or maybe as successful, like George Clooney did.
He should start with finding a YouTube producer he can trust. he can't trust anybody
else in a
video. He ain't gonna find love.
I mean, he was friends with all those rappers, and none of them were good to him.
I know, you're absolutely right. Also, congratulations to Drake. I just read 4 billion streams on Spotify. I guess all is well in the world of Aubrey Graham.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
As if I already didn't feel pressure to move ahead and do better, now I know there's a 9-year-old who is a billionaire.
What?
world's youngest billionaire. He owns mansions, travels in private jets. There used to be an old show a long time ago, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. That's this kid.
Is this the kid who reviews toys on YouTube, Ryan?
No. That guy's only a millionaire. Oh. He ain't nothing.
Is he rich off his parents?
No, the African child is reportedly the youngest billionaire. His name is Mohammed Awal Mustafa, and he became the owner of his first mansion at age 6, his first. He also has a fleet of luxury cars. He's too young to drive them, of course. So he goes, you know, from A to B with his personal driver. So his dad, Mohammed Mustafa Sr., is the rich one and pretty much gives his kids anything they want.
Yes. So in other words, he's Eddie Murphy from Coming to America.
Yes, that's exactly what he is. Some people say that the father, Mumfa, is allowing his son to do too much. But he's like, hey, this is what my kids are about. Private jets, jewels. That's not what the dad said, but okay.
Well, speaking of bad parenting, listen to this headline. Mom drops daughter into a bear pit at a zoo.
Stop.
She's now facing attempted murder charges.
How old was her little girl?
The little girl was 3 years old. There's surveillance video that shows her lifting her daughter over the railing at a zoo and dropping her 16 feet into the enclosure. Zookeepers were actually able to lure the bear away, and luckily, the little girl only suffered cuts and a concussion.
Only
16 feet. That's a long drop.
What was the purpose? Can you see her like purposely dropping her, or was she trying to get it closer to the bear? I don't get it.
From what I'm seeing on this video, it looks like she did it on purpose. It looks like she actually pushes her into the pit.
Oh my gosh, I hope she actually goes to prison for the rest of her life.
Shout out to the workers who were able to lure the bear away from her. What a scary job. I mean,
it's crazy because there's a lot of people that were around the bear enclosure, and everybody reacts like, oh my God, save the little girl, where the woman just like kneels down and is like, is she dead yet?
Oh,
I hate this woman. My God. I can't stand it.
Again, shout out to those employees at the zoo, man. Mm-hmm. Speaking of employees, did I tell you guys I used to work at Apple? Anybody used to work at Apple?
I heard. You have mentioned it a million times.
Yes, I used to work for a $3 trillion company before, and I'm proud to see that the guys are continuing on with the technology advances. Apple is allegedly working on developing a smart wedding ring. All right, yeah.
You're going to track your man into the strip club.
Exactly.
Best not go.
It will let you know your partner's location, where they have been, and if they take the wedding ring off.
Now, you said the guys at Apple. Nah, this is being developed by a woman right now at Apple.
I know that's
right. Hey, would you wear a smart wedding ring?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Jennifer Lawrence just did something amazing, even bigger than Katniss Everdeen. I'll give you all the deets right now. First, though, Anthony, who do we have for celebrity birthdays?
All right, we got Quavo celebrating his birthday, and we also have Zach Bryan and Pedro Pascal celebrating their birthday as well.
Oh, wow.
Hey, man.
All right, so Jennifer Lawrence, who is an amazing actress. I mean, she really blew up when she played Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games. Well, she just became a mama again.
Hey,
congratulations, Miss Jennifer Lawrence. She and her husband, Cook Maroney, welcomed their second child. They have a little boy. He's a 3-year-old named Sai. You know, she opened up very recently about having 2 miscarriages before her firstborn. I thought it was very brave of her to talk about.
She's a brave person.
She is so strong. And she's also fighting very hard for equal pay. We just had Equal Pay Day, right, a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
She's like, why do I get top billing, but I make so much less than these other men?
That's what I like about her. She's not afraid to speak her mind. And the other thing I like is that she's not all over social media. She's not, for lack of a better...
She's kind of private?
Yeah, she's not f***ing herself out. That's all.
Oh my gosh, Otto.
Okay, all right, there it is.
Well, I guess I know how you feel. Well, I think that she's a different kind of person. You know, she didn't graduate high school or anything. So she never liked school. She was somebody who said she self-educated, which I do a lot. I talk about that a lot. She reads a lot. She tries to learn. But
she moves to the beat of her own drum.
She's just an unconventional kind of lady.
But she does still feel like kind of like old Hollywood.
I would love to hang out with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, again, for her to come out and speak about, you know, such a traumatic experience that her and her husband have been through is a big applause to her, and shout out to her for being that courageous.
Just to be strong and talk about it, because it's like taboo. When something bad happens to a woman, especially when it involves pregnancies, we're told to just be quiet, you'll be fine, don't discuss it. Well, that doesn't help the pain that's going on inside of you, and it certainly can't help you heal. So she says her talking about it has helped her move forward. forward. And now look at her coming on baby number two. So be hopeful if something like that has ever happened to you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Popular YouTuber and social media god, Mr. Beast. I didn't know that he lost money last year, but there's a way he's keeping himself rich, and it has to do with food. And Automatic has all the tea inside food news. Hot hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Hey, you got an iPhone charger?
All right, so first hashtag, a stroke survivor who didn't speak for 18 years. The woman is only 47 years old now. Was just given an implant, very experimental, into her brain, and she spoke for the first time.
Oh, whoa.
Which means this entire time she wants to communicate but didn't have the ability.
So they basically chipped her brain.
Yes, and the scientists used a synthesizer. They built this in, it created speech, and then AI read it, translated it, what she was thinking. I don't know what she said.
So she sounds like a vocoder? Like, she sounds like...
No, AI read it, like, regular.
Oh, okay.
After the synthesizer.
When you said the synthesizer, I was like, think of, like, Zap and Roger.
No, no.
Like, 18 years ago, that goes back to, like, what, 2007?
Yeah.
So that means she had to watch all of the whole Jersey Shore without being able to...
And now her husband is so angry at these scientists. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Food News DJ Automatic.
Mr. Beast, a.k.a. Jimmy Donaldson, a.k.a. the most subscribed YouTuber in the world, lost a lot of money last year giving it away. He lost $80 million when he had his TV show that was on Amazon Prime last year.
Yes,
that's a crazy amount. You know, he's one of the biggest philanthropists in the world.
A girl, Rain Fernandez, was on the show.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
But he made some money back because he's selling chocolate now. He sold $251 million worth of chocolate last year, and he actually profited $20 million off of it.
Gosh.
Whoa, wise investment there, Mr. Beast.
I don't know if the chocolate's any good or not, but people are obviously buying it.
He advertises the chocolate on his YouTube, obviously.
And so Forbes is saying now that most of his money is going to come from, not from content, it's actually come from the products that he's going to be selling.
You know, we do this Who's Lying thing with DCS merch. Producer Chewy, let's get that merch up on the tab, the Instagram. Let's sell some of this stuff. Man, come on now. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Walking Day. The first Wednesday in April is known as National Walking Day, and it's also said that the average person walks close to 4 miles a day.
Ooh, I'm below average.
And we also have International Fact Checking Day, so if you want to pull some facts, today is the day to do so and say you're incorrect.
In this era of politics, facts don't matter.
Nobody wants facts
around here. I want someone to validate my warped opinion, Anthony.
Let's go and wrap it up on one of the greatest sandwiches ever invented. It is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Woo! I don't know who was sitting there and said, let's put this peanut butter and jelly together, but God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the best combinations. Here's something I think is very underrated. What about a ham and cheese sandwich?
Mm.
Just a ham and cheese on a plain croissant, maybe.
Mm.
So good, so delicious.
Good dog,
toasted.
I'm going to go with, I mean, honestly, my first go-to combination is peanut butter and jelly. I love peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, you do the Smuckers. What is that, those things you put in a toaster?
Smuckers.
So, yeah, I will say, shout out to pancakes and syrup.
Oh Anthony, that's a good combo. Yeah, DJ Automatic.
Peanut butter and chocolate.
Oh, nice.
I'd like to take it to the next fattest level.
That's not good. That's not a classic combo.
That's your opinion. To many people, it is a very classic combo. Okay?
Then I should have just said...
Reese's is the number one candy in the world. Just because you don't like it doesn't make it...
It tastes like dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A couple of days ago was the angelversary of the late, great Tejano queen, Selena Quintanilla Perez, and I was on the news. Now, last minute, our program director, she never really calls me after a certain time because we wake up at 3 a.m. And so when I saw her message, I said, oh my gosh, what's going on? And she said, Dana, there's an opportunity for you to be on the news. They would like to have you talk about Selena Quintanilla Perez and her impact on your life. And of course, I'm such a huge fan. I said, sure, when? She said, oh, I like 15 minutes. No. But I did it. I had to get ready in that amount of time. I didn't have my hair and nothing. But here's part of that interview.
Dana Cortez is the host of the Dana Cortez Show. She told me Selena Quintanilla Perez inspired her generation and generations that followed through her voice, stardom, and humility.
For her to accomplish what she had at such a young age meant more than just, oh, look at this talented woman. It meant, hey, I can see it, I can be it.
It went well.
It went well.
It went well. Yeah, there's more to it. You know, we've posted it up at Dana Cortez Show on a story. Thank you, Javier, so much for having me. But that last minute, I was sweating. I was scared. I don't look
You just
great.
Got out of the gym right before that, right?
Just worked out. Just got out of the shower. You know that wet sweat shower you're done, but you're still, your upper lip is going. That was me. But I felt like I did a decent job. It was okay.
You know, you did great. You killed it. It was a great time. And it's also, you ever get done with the gym and then you just do that like post, sit in your car for like 20, 30 minutes and you're just like sitting there reflecting on everything.
And just sweating.
Yeah. I hate when it interrupts that time. So for you to go from, you know, post-gym vibe on a weekday to, you know, being ready and being camera ready, you know, hey, kudos to you, my friend. That's
good. Last minute, though, I know you had a last minute event here in Houston.
Yes.
Anthony A.
Yeah, Fluffy Gabriel Iglesias, when his tour came to town, I got a 3-hour notice to perform for 17,000 people. And luckily, I was not at the gym that day. It takes me a little bit longer to cool down. But it went as smooth as it could have gone for a 3-hour notice. And I guess the moral of this story is a wise man once told me, if you stay ready, you don't got to get ready.
Were you ready?
Oh, I was ready.
Being a DJ, things get canceled all the time. So I've done a million shows last second where somebody's either flown me across the country or asked me to come down to a venue. But the one that was the most nerve-wracking was program director called me and said, hey, I want you to do this interview tonight. Ooh. He was like, I need you to get on the flight now and come to Portland. And I was like,
I still remember that.
And I was like, okay, I'll tell Ant and Dana. And they were like, no, we want you to do the interview by yourself. And at this point, I'd never really done any artist interviews by myself. So the entire flight over there, I was like, what am I going to ask him? How am I going to do this? I get there, the interview goes amazing. It was a great interview.
So now, you were ready. You prepared.
Me and I have friends now. We're cool, super cool.
Yes.
They didn't record any of it.
No!
They forgot to hit record on the camera and on the Vox Pro.
So the cameraman wasn't ready.
No. And I was like, great interview, and then nobody gets to see it.
I don't even know if I believe you. No, I'm just kidding.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.